Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The courtroom was packed, a tension-filled silence settling over the gallery as Brian Koberger's defense team began their argument against the death penalty. The stakes couldn't be higher. Koberger, accused of the brutal murders of four University of Idaho students, was facing the possibility of lethal injection or, in a chilling alternative, a firing squad. It was the kind of legal drama that could reshape the boundaries of justice in Idaho. From the outset, the defense wasted no time framing their case around constitutional rights. They argued that both methods of execution allowed under Idaho law, lethal injection and firing squad, violated the Eighth Amendment's prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. It wasn't just about the law. It was about the evolving moral fabric of society. Experts took the stand armed with statistics, highlighting the sharp decline in death penalty support across the country. The defense painted a picture of a system out of step with modern decency, a relic of a bygone era. Yet the prosecution was ready. They leaned heavily on the grisly details of the crime. Four young lives snuffed out in the dead of night. They reminded the court and the nation that if ever a case warranted the ultimate punishment, this was it. The defense, they argued, wasn't fighting for justice, but for technicalities, trying to muddy the waters with lofty constitutional arguments while evading the cold, hard facts of Koberger's alleged actions. Judge Stephen Hippler presided with an air of solemnity. His decisions in this case could set a precedent, not just for Idaho, but for capital cases across the U.S. As each motion was presented, Hippler's face remained stoic, betraying little of his thoughts. He could, as legal analysts noted, do several things: dismiss the defense's motions outright, request further evidence, or even push the matter to a higher court for a more definitive ruling. Meanwhile, outside the courtroom, the story had ignited a firestorm. Families of the victims had been vocal in their frustration over the trial's numerous delays. This case is turning into a hamster wheel of motions, hearings, and delayed decisions, one family statement read. Their grief, compounded by a seemingly endless legal process, became a focal point for public outrage. For them, the death penalty represented justice, a final answer to their torment. But the defense wasn't just challenging the methods of execution. They went further, attacking the very constitutionality of the death penalty itself in Koberger's case. Using precedent from the U.S. Supreme Court, they argued that evolving standards of decency rendered capital punishment cruel and unusual. Their evidence was compelling. Data showing a decline in executions and growing public disapproval of the death penalty. This wasn't the first time Idaho faced such a reckoning. In another high-profile case, Lori Vallow Daybell, convicted of murdering her two children, had the death penalty removed from consideration due to procedural mishaps involving DNA evidence. Could history repeat itself in Koberger's case? The parallels were uncanny and the implications immense. Adding to the complexity was the change of venue, a decision made after months of legal wrangling. Latah County, the original trial location, was deemed too saturated with media coverage to provide an impartial jury. Now, over 300 miles away in Boise, a new challenge emerged, ensuring the trial maintained its gravity and relevance in a different community. The defense had argued convincingly for the move, citing concerns over fair trial rights. The prosecution, though initially resistant, conceded the stage was now set in a city far removed from the scene of the crime. Inside the courtroom, the tension only grew as the defense drilled into Idaho's methods of execution. They described in grim detail the potential for pain and suffering in lethal injection procedures and the stark brutality of a firing squad. It wasn't just legal posturing, it was a visceral appeal to humanity. One legal expert described the defense's strategy as throwing everything at the wall, hoping something sticks. For the prosecution, the challenge was clear: uphold the death penalty and affirm its place in Idaho's legal framework. They brought in their own experts, painting the death penalty as a necessary tool for justice, especially in cases as egregious as this one. Their argument was simple. Koberger's alleged crimes demanded the highest level of accountability. The public discourse was equally charged. Some saw the defense's motions as a desperate attempt to save a man they believed to be guilty, while others viewed the death penalty as a barbaric holdover, unfit for a modern justice system. Advocacy groups weighed in, some calling for its abolition, others doubling down on its necessity for heinous crimes. The hearing ended with no immediate resolution, Judge Hippler reserving his decision for a later date. The room emptied, but the tension lingered. Outside, reporters jostled for position, microphones ready to capture every reaction, every soundbite. The nation waited, the weight of justice hanging in the balance. The courtroom drama we're witnessing in Brian Koberger's case isn't just another legal skirmish. It's a battle that tests the boundaries of justice, morality, and the Constitution. But what's really at stake here? The death penalty debate is as polarizing as it is complex. Koberger's defense team is doing what every competent lawyer should, exhausting every legal avenue to protect their client's life. But let's not lose sight of what this case represents. This isn't just about Koberger. It's about a justice system that still grapples with whether the ultimate punishment has a place in a civilized society. Here's what stands out to me: the audacity of the defense's argument. They're not merely chipping away at procedural flaws. They're challenging the very foundation of capital punishment in Idaho. It's a bold move, and it forces us to ask uncomfortable questions. Does the state have the moral authority to take a life? And more practically, can a system prone to errors be trusted with such finality? Then there's the prosecution's relentless push to keep the death penalty in play. They're banking on the brutality of the crime to make their case. It's a strategy that plays well to public sentiment, especially when the details of the murders are so chilling. But let's not forget, the burden on the prosecution is immense. They mustn't only prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, but also justify why the state should impose the harshest penalty available. One detail that deserves more attention is the firing squad. Think about it. We're in 2024, and yet we're discussing execution methods that sound like they belong in a history book. The defense's argument against this method isn't just about physical pain. It's about the psychological terror that comes with knowing you'll be shot to death. Finally, there's the human element. The families of the victims are trapped in a nightmare that seems never-ending. Their grief is palpable. Their calls for justice understandable. But justice, as we're reminded time and again, is a process, one that's often slow, messy, and deeply flawed. So where does that leave us? In a courtroom, yes, but also in a moral gray area. And as this case unfolds, we're left with one haunting question. Can justice ever truly be served when the stakes are life and death? That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.